Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Faster by, good evening. It's 5:30 and a very happy new year from Update for Monday, 4th of January, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel addicts, and the newsmakers in person tonight. New cases of COVID-19, so that's 5 non-community isolating and 1 in Nobles. The vaccine has been administered. First to get it was Sandy Hannay. The health minister tells us of the benefits of the vaccine. Where does the island stand after a no-deal Brexit? And 6 months, and Douglas Prom will be finished. It's a promise. It's the start of another flume-free week at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Ewan Gorn.
Fastamai. A 55-year-old woman has become the first person on the Isle of Man to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Sandy Hannay received a Pfizer-BioNTech jab on Ward 20 at Nobles Hospital today. The 55-year-old healthcare worker is encouraging everyone to receive the vaccine to protect the community. Meanwhile, there are no new cases of coronavirus on the Isle of Man, with 238 test results returned negative today. All staff at a busy Douglas nightclub, 1886, a venue involved in a recent virus scare over the festive break, have also tested negative. In other news, the Infrastructure Minister says the Douglas Promenade regeneration project will be finished in 6 months. It's despite the promise of an initial completion date of March. Further afield, Boris Johnson's preparing to address the UK this evening, where he's expected to announce new restrictions aimed at controlling the spread of coronavirus. He's under growing pressure to announce a new national lockdown. Meanwhile, Scotland's first ministers ordered people to stay at home. Nicola Sturgeon's introduced rules similar to those brought in March, with schools closed until at least the end of the month. And in other news, people at hospitals around the UK have been receiving the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine for the first time. The jab will be rolled out to hundreds of GP centres in the coming days. Those are your headlines. We'll be back with more at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham, expert legal professionals, assisting individuals and businesses worldwide. Man Benham, here for you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Ewan. There's a yellow weather warning for frost and ice on roads above 1,000 feet. Out at sea, Ronald's Way Met Office say shown strong winds in the North Irish Sea. On the island tonight, dry and clear through the night, a light northeast wind and a risk of frosty cars on icy roads tomorrow morning, down to 3 Celsius. Jemmert, Tuesday, dry and bright with a moderate to fresh north-northeasterly, highest temperature 5. Overnight minimum 2 into Wednesday. Jacrain, dry with sunny intervals, then cloudy with rain arriving on a light to moderate northerly up to 5 degrees. Low water tonight is 14 minutes past 9. High water overnight 19 minutes past 3 a.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning 23 minutes to 9. And low water 25 to 10.
Manx Glass and Glazing wish you the happiest of New Year's. And welcome you to our showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate, reopening 4th of January.
Today, an historic day for the Isle of Man. The COVID-19 vaccination programme has officially begun. Sandy Hannay, the first Manx resident to get the Pfizer vaccine.
I work with adults with learning disabilities, and to protect them and to protect the community, I think everybody should be stepping up. I'm happy about any vaccine. Anything that's going to protect vulnerable people in our community and staff and adults with learning disabilities.
There are some people reluctant about getting it. What would you say to them?
What would I say? I'd probably say get it. If it's going to protect, it's better than the alternative, isn't it?
Do you know what the situation is when you get your second jab?
I just know it's on the 25th of this month at 9:30 in the morning. And I'm looking forward to it. That's all I can say, really.
What have you got to say about the Isle of Man, given the year we've had compared to everywhere else in the world?
Oh, it's been, I think we've all lived it, haven't we? We've lived the lockdowns, we've done as we were told. We've been good. We've been very good. I know lockdown for me was a bit of a nightmare because I couldn't see my children or my grandchildren. I worked all the way through, protected those that are vulnerable. and came through it, and nobody contracted it, which was a good thing.
So getting the jab today must feel like light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Biggest light I've ever seen, I think.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
So senior residential support officer at the Learning Disability Service, Sandy Hannay, has become the first person on the Isle of Man to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The 55-year-old took the inoculation in front of the island's media at the former Ward 20 at Newlands on the Nobles Hospital site. The Health and Social Care Minister, David Ashford, was there too.
It's absolutely wonderful to get the vaccination programme off the ground. I want to say a huge thank you to the team who've been behind this vaccination programme, because logistically this has been one of the biggest projects DHSC has ever had to undertake. There's been long hours, a lot of stress involved for the team, so I'd like to thank the very much. And I'd also like to say a huge thank you to Sandy, our first vaccine volunteer. It's not easy being an ordinary member of staff and then faced with all you guys in the media. I think she did absolutely wonderfully, and she gave a very succinct message as to why people should have the vaccine.
The Pfizer vaccine hasn't been proven to make anyone immune or reduce the risk of spreading COVID. So firstly, what are the main benefits of getting this Pfizer vaccine?
So the main benefits of the vaccine is if you contract COVID, it stops you becoming seriously ill. And that is why we are prioritising the older age groups and the frontline workers first. I would urge everyone to get the vaccine as and when their time comes in the age groups, because we have seen the devastating effects of COVID even on the island, where many families tragically have lost loved ones. And it is important that as many people are vaccinated as possible so we can defeat this dreadful disease.
And then if the UK vaccine is proven to create immunity, would those people who have had the Pfizer vaccine, would they then get this new vaccine?
I mean, that's a very big if. In terms of the Oxford vaccine, the evidence is the same at the moment of the Pfizer, and it is generally with vaccines that what it will actually do is it will prevent you getting seriously ill. It doesn't prevent you contracting the disease, and it doesn't necessarily prevent you from passing it on to others.
And realistically, how long do you think it's going to take for the majority of the island's population to get vaccinated?
So the rollout is over the next 9 months for the defined categories, because that's when the orders will arrive. The UK has its supply staggered over the next 9 months between now and September, and so we receive our supply based on a per head of population basis, so our orders will be coming in over the 9 months.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham this afternoon at just after 2 o'clock, 2:05, and she arrived in Douglas some 20 minutes ago. She's currently on the Lynx Pan and will be spinning round, heading off at 7:45, heading for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30 tonight, and the overnight departure from Heysham 02:15, back in Douglas tomorrow morning shortly before 6 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Good evening, this is Update on Manx Radio, 22 minutes before 6. And if you're listening to this update as a podcast, thank you very much for being part of the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. Your visit is very much appreciated. The Isle of Man Chief Minister says we've been spared from the problems of a no-deal Brexit situation might have presented to us. The UK and EU agreed a trade agreement on Christmas Eve, which came into effect at 11 o'clock on New Year's Eve evening. Howard Quayle gave his reaction to Ewan Gourne.
It's probably more than I thought we were going to get, more than I'd hoped for. It allows the free movement of our agriculture, fishing, manufactured goods into the European Union without any tariffs imposed on them. Yes, there will be borders checks, but this would have destroyed our hill sheep farmers. Our manufacturing would have had maybe extra tariffs, which would have made their product unaffordable. There's a realisation that to get all our fishing products into the European Union, as we sell 90% of all our scallops and queenies, we would have to give ground on something along with the United Kingdom. So we were allowing fishing boats that in the last 3 years who fished in our waters, as long as they can prove they've done it for 10 days in that year, to enable them to continue. From an Isle of Man point of view, we were never in the European Union, and we wanted to be able to keep our relationship with the ability to trade our products with them. We wanted to ensure that the free movement in the common travel area was kept. That's been kept.
It's a skinny deal, is what it's been described as. Yeah. Are you concerned about what's not in it? For example, financial services, GDPR, and the possible potential introduction of tariffs later on if the UK and the EU fall out?
Well, if they fall out in the future, I can't decide or even see how far that's away, if it's ever going to happen. I think it was always clear from day one, the European Union had been very clear. They'd said that if you leave the European Union, you cannot have a better deal. The Isle of Man, whilst we were never in, we were never allowed to have financial services as part of our Protocol 3. It was purely on goods and manufacturing, so, and goods I'm including fishing and agriculture. So there was no way they were going to allow us to have a financial services deal.
Manx Radio's business briefing.
19 minutes now before 6 o'clock. A Douglas-based company has just received an £8 billion offer from a Las Vegas casino firm. Entain, which owns bookmakers Ladbrokes and Coral, said in a statement to the London Stock Exchange that the bid from MGM Resorts significantly undervalues the company. The group, which was formerly known as GVC Holdings, has its headquarters in the Isle of Man, but holds licenses in 18 countries, employing almost 3,000 people globally. Big news in the car world. A merger between Fiat Chrysler and France's PSA Group has won approval from both sets of shareholders today. In fact, in the past half hour, the deal will create the world's biggest, fourth biggest car maker, and comes 2 years after talks began. The combined company will bring together well-known brands like Peugeot, Citroën and Vauxhall from PSA with Fiat, Jeep and Chrysler. The new company follows the £38 billion deal and is going to be called Stellantis. Stellantis, which means to brighten with stars, will have 14 car brands under one roof, including niche players like Maserati and Alfa Romeo. Executives expect the merger to be finalised by the end of March and said it will bring cost savings.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks advanced despite lingering concerns over the rising number of C-19 cases. The US dollar recovered as surging coronavirus cases undermined bullish sentiment. Oil dipped. Gold rose ahead of the Georgia runoff elections. And in corporate news, Entain surged after that Ladbrokes owner got the rejected the proposed offer from MGM Resorts International. And the numbers now at the close in London, the FTSE 100 up just under 1.75% at 6,571. The DAX in Frankfurt flat at 13,726. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down just under 1.75% at 30,084. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, down just below 1.5% at 12,710. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 down 1.5% at 3,698. But of course, that's still all ongoing. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 US 35.6 cents and €1 10.5 cents and 19 South African rand and 93.9 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold up 2.25% at $1,941 per troy ounce, and the barrel of Brent crude down just over 1% at $51.14.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
16 minutes before 6. Now, don't uncross your fingers. Are we 6 months away from the refurbishment of Douglas Promenade being completed? Infrastructure Minister Tim Baker believes so after reassurance from the main contractor. He says lessons need to be learned about communication ahead of major projects.
It's not good enough just to focus on the technicalities of what you're doing. You have to explain it. You have to take people with you as best as you can. I think, though, the reality of this scheme is it was always going to be difficult. It was always going to be challenging. It was always going to be disruptive. Engineering schemes, wherever you want to look, not just on the Isle of Man, but internationally, are fraught with risk, fraught with delays, tend to run late and over budget. That's their very nature, just because of the difficulties of you know, doing major engineering, civil engineering projects. So you've got to learn the lessons, and you've got to do better going forward. But you know, this scheme was of a scale and a complexity that I don't think we've tackled on the Isle of Man, certainly in recent times.
Just to finish with a nice easy question: when's it going to be finished?
The contractor has committed to us to have it finished by the end of June of 2021. So, you know, we're talking six months time now. That's what they're saying to us. Clearly, you know, they are responsible for delivering the scheme.
Because you're the clients, in effect.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we've worked. We appointed Aldin as the main contractor. They've got a network of subcontractors. And DOI and you know, the utilities companies, the Max Utilities, Telecom, Shaw, etc., and Douglas Corporation have all got skin in the game, if you like, in terms of the end product. But Aldin are there delivering it. We've been working very collaboratively with them, particularly since we reset the arrangements in the middle of the year. Some of the work was taken out of scope, and actually DOI have delivered the side streets around places like Regent Street and Howard Street. With basically the objective being to get the job done for the benefit of the Isle of Man as a whole. But you know, fundamentally, Aldin are the main contractor. They're managing this on a day-to-day basis, and they've committed to getting it done by the end of June, which is great news.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster my Rhiann Evans.
Faster my Happy New Year. Two Manxites have been showing their skills on the world stage in the 2021 Dakar Rally. Monster racer Jamie McCanny from Douglas is currently sitting 19th in the standings. On his Facebook page, McCanny says the tracks were fast and he wasn't used to riding at that speed, leading him to losing a heap of time at the end. However, he says he's happy with the result. Meanwhile, three-time world champion enduro racer David Knight currently sits 44th in the rankings. 285 Manx Fell Runners have raised more than £1,300 for the hyperbaric chamber. In what's been described as perfect conditions, Gwilym Jones claimed victory as the overall winner in the traditional St John's New Year's Day fell race. He finished in a time of 24 minutes and 16 seconds, whilst Alice Forster was the first woman to cross the finish line. She finished in a time of 30 minutes and 47 seconds. A full list of results can be found at manxradio.com on our sports page. In local clay pigeon shooting, and the third round of the Winter Series Pro Sporting League saw 20 competitors taking part in cold, dry, sunny conditions. The leader at the halfway stage was John Moore with 22 points. In second place on 20 was Michael Cross, with Andy Morgan next on 19, followed by Alan Wade, Brian Farragher and Dean Marchbank on 18. And in A class, Alan Wade was third on 38, with John Moore taking second on 40. And in first place with a score of 41 and high gun on the day was junior Michael Cross. Further afield, and Tyson Fury has claimed fellow British boxer Anthony Joshua isn't as good as people crack him up to be. The pair are expected to meet in a heavyweight unification bout this year, but a date is still yet to be finalised. And in basketball, Stephen Curry scored a career-high 62 points as his Golden State Warriors beat the Portland Trail Blazers 137-122. The 32-year-old is the second oldest player to score over 60 points in a game. Kobe Bryant is the oldest at 37.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
11 minutes before 6, the one departure, one arrival at Runnels Way, the 10-4 to Liverpool, left 3 minutes early and back from Liverpool this evening at 20-7. That Loganair flight. On the roads, watch out, there's a yellow warning for ice, so do take care. The Matrix signs are showing ice everywhere, and Bagarrow and Sulby to the mountain roads are closed. Cronk Road in Port St Mary's closed for gas main replacement. There's also closure at Westlands in Peel for demolition, refurb and extension works. And Station Park in Colby's closed for curb replacement and resurfacing. Selborne Road Lane in Douglas closed for demolition, rebuilding of a property. Look out also in Peel, there's phase closures for water main replacement. Wrap up later on this week at Mariner's Wharf to Quayside Restaurant. Then it's on from the creek to Station Place starting from Thursday of this week. Do take care. And three parking places, of course, are lost at Castle Quay and Castle Town while they're doing some building work there, some work from contractors. It's on until the 29th of June. Parking suspended on Castle Quay for the first three parking spaces.
Ignite your blue with Toyo Tyres, solely available at Quayside Tyres and Car Service Centre, South Quay Industrial Estate.
Dale McLaughlin, the man who arrived on the Isle of Man illegally by jet ski last month, has said he's sorry in an interview with the Sunday Mirror. William King.
On the 11th of December, Dale McLaughlin made a 4.5-hour journey from the Isle of Whithorn to the Isle of Man by jet ski, which landed him a 2-week stay in the Isle of Man prison. The 28-year-old, who'd never sat on a jet ski before, told the Sunday Mirror this weekend he'd considered asking a fisherman to smuggle him across in his desperacy to see his girlfriend. But a friend knew somebody who used to jet ski over to the TT. He paid £5,500 for the jet ski and almost another £500 for a marine GPS, dry bag and dry suit. Despite splashing the cash though, Mr. McLaughlin tells of how he didn't know how to read the GPS equipment and struggled on his trip.
After like 2 hours, I thought, where am I? No idea, nothing, couldn't see nothing, pouring rain, fog, 6-foot waves. You think you're getting somewhere, but the waves are just constantly pushing you back. Honestly, it's so cold, it's unbelievable. I couldn't feel my hands, just clinging on for dear life for 4 hours.
But what was in the bag? He says it contained his girlfriend's Christmas presents, a watch, a coat, and some, to quote, girly smelly things. Mr. McLaughlin told the Mirror, I was caught red-handed. I wouldn't say I regret it, but I'm sorry for whatever stress I've caused. Also interviewed, his girlfriend Jessica Radcliffe says, I think it's a joke Dale was put in jail, saying he posed no risk to the Manx community, citing an isolation period and negative COVID test before travelling. In the interview, Mr. McLaughlin finishes by saying, I would do anything for her. I can't explain it. Well, I can. It's love. The sooner I can start a life with Jessica, the better. I'd move there tomorrow if it wasn't for COVID. The Isle of Man is now famous for the TT and one crazy jet ski guy.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
The island's Director of Public Health says there's no evidence coronavirus has been transmitted into the Manx community after two people tested positive for COVID-19 after completing their self-isolation period. Dr. Henrietta Ewart explains.
We have absolutely no evidence that we have virus circulating in the community, and that's despite extensive testing that goes on every day, both of people who report with symptoms and also people who are being screened pre a hospital appointment or what have you. And none of that is showing any local transmission. So you then have to say, what is the history on this group? And as we've heard, they came in across the border, self-isolated in a household, and then a week after release from self-isolation, one presented with symptoms. Now, what is the explanation for that? There are really three main explanations for that. One is that the individual who tested positive was in the known 1% that you are at risk of releasing into the community after a 14-day self-isolation period. The second possibility is that the individual's symptoms actually started prior to the end of self-isolation, but for whatever reason, they didn't recognise them, didn't report them, didn't think they were significant. The third possibility, and this is a strong possibility, is that the household member who now tested negative as a close contact was infected when they came in, remained asymptomatic, passed the virus on to one or both of the other household members that then went on to test positive. But by the time they were tested as a close contact, they had become negative.
And MHK is concerned department members aren't being allowed to have their say on COVID regulations before they enter force. A bid to remove the £50 test fee for returning travellers and introduce whole household testing failed in Tynwald last Wednesday, the 30th of December. DHSC member Claire Barber spoke to Ewan Gorn and said Parliament must have a timely say on the matters.
The situation we found ourselves in with COVID is that all of the regulations are Comin decisions, which is obviously part of the Public Health Act amendments that we made you know, just a few weeks ago. And I think it's good that it is a cross-departmental decision and discussion. The problem that has risen its head, I suppose, with the fast-moving element of the situation is that these things aren't passing through departments. So, in fact, the first time we saw those was just a few days before the Tim Ward fitting, and there were elements that I was uncomfortable with, certainly. And as I said when I spoke, with the charging, I'm not against charging ever, absolutely not. I just think that there was more nuancing was needed to that charging before I would be comfortable with how it was being implemented. And certainly there were people who are already away who will need to come back, who have had no say or knowledge of this when they left, and therefore I think it should have been implemented only for people who had the ability to decide whether or not they travelled and knew that they would then be charged.
Are department members not being briefed on this before things go public?
No, so the first we're seeing of these is when they're laid on the Tim Ward order papers or very shortly before as a Tim Ward collective, if that happens, and it's all dependent on time. So these are not coming up through the departments and haven't done for the majority of the COVID period, in fact, which is something that I've spoken about and something I was very uncomfortable about over the summer recess, for example, where we didn't even bring the regulations back for approval until we sat again at the end of the summer recess, by which time some of those regulations had actually come into being, had been implemented, had been used in the courts and had fallen before we even approved them.
That's it for the first update of 2021. Gopal from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Ewan Gorn, producer Tim Glover, and details of the stories you've heard on this update and more Manx news, plus the interviews and the podcasts at manxradio.com. I'm Andy Wint. Back tomorrow night at 5:30.